shall come forth as gold. I could not see through the shadows ahead, so I looked at the cross of my Savior instead. I bow to the will of the Master that day. Then peace came and tears fled away. Testing comes from above. God strengthens his children and purges in love. My Father knows best, and I trust in his care. Through purging, more fruit I will bear. Each path that I take, for when I am tried and purified,
Thank you for being here. Thank you for your faithfulness. Tonight, we are going to have Brother Chim preach for us. And, you know, Brother Chim, that's your problem, not mine. Just kidding. Brother Chim's been great for our school. He has a great balance of, he's an encourager, he's kind of a high energy, he tries to make the school fun, he does things for the children, but he's also straight with them. And he deals with them and that. And so really appreciate what he has brought to our school and does a lot of work. Honored to have him tonight. Brother Chim, why don't you come preach?
I'll switch back and forth here, but thank you for this opportunity. And we'll stand and read the scriptures in just a little bit here. But thank you for, after hearing that I'm preaching tonight, not walking out. And if you're wondering, those doors will be locked, okay? So don't even try it. You'll just gather back there. It'll be embarrassing for all of us, right? So just stay where you're at. The title of my message tonight is A Law to Remember. A Law to Remember. And we're living in a day and age in which we are governed by many laws, and we know this to be true. Our traffic laws, and here in California and here in America, we have a lot of laws that we have to live by. Some laws make perfect sense. You must stop at a red traffic light. I appreciate that. I was actually hit when someone decided to not stop at a red traffic light. That wasn't good. You can't drive on the opposite side of a road. That's another law that makes sense. I'm thankful for that law, by the way. Here's another law that makes sense. You can't drink and drive. That's not a good idea, okay? By the way, that's why Uber, the company Uber, is thriving so much right now. They are the designated driver for many people. And any of us use Uber in here? Hopefully for not for that reason. But anyhow, you've heard of that company, right? In San Diego, I personally think this is a law that makes perfect sense, but you may disagree with me. In San Diego, the owners of houses with Christmas lights on them past February 2nd may be fined up to $250. I like that law. I enjoy Christmas, but the Christmas lights all year long, just take them down. I know it saves about 5 minutes of time next year, but just take them down. Some laws make no sense at all, and these are laws in California. There's a city by the name of Blythe. You are not allowed to own cowboy boots unless you, or wear or own cowboy boots unless you own at least two cows. All right? So if you, by the way, I looked this up. This is serious here. We shouldn't be laughing, all right? If you like to wear cowboy boots, you better own at least two cows. One won't do it. A lizard won't do it. A dog won't do it. You got to have two cows, all right? Burlingame, I've been there before. It is illegal to spit, except on baseball diamonds, all right? So if you have a habit of spitting, buy one of those baseball diamonds, and maybe you get away with it. Baldwin Park, nobody is allowed to ride a bicycle in a swimming pool. Now, you're laughing. I think that's silly, but we must understand something. In order for this to be a law, there must have been somebody that tried to ride a bicycle into a swimming pool, and this may have occurred more than one time. And just stay away from Baldwin Park, all right? Fresno, no, nobody may annoy a lizard in a city park. You know, the whole, here, lizard, lizard, don't do it. Stay away from the lizards, okay? I know you may enjoy liking to see their tail wiggle aside from their body and all that, but don't do it. Leave the lizards alone. Some laws we can avoid by moving. If you don't like the lizard law, you enjoy pestering lizards, just move from Fresno. If you enjoy your cowboy boots, come to Long Beach. If you enjoy spitting, just do it here, not in church, but just do it here. If you enjoy riding your bicycle or your skateboard or your scooter into a swimming pool for whatever reason, just move. However, some laws are unavoidable no matter where we are. They're unavoidable. And one of those laws that I would like to talk about tonight is the law of sowing and reaping. The law of sowing and reaping. Please stand with me as we turn to Galatians chapter number 6. Galatians chapter number 6, as we're standing, we're going to read three verses here in Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 9. The Bible says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Father, thank you so much for your word. And what a blessing it is to have our theme, our new theme, this in this new year, based around the Word of God. And I thank you for that. And I pray that we take it seriously. I pray we apply it in our lives, and may this year be a year that we dig in deeper in the Word of God than ever before. I pray, dear Lord, that you help me to be a blessing tonight. I have no other motive, no other objective. May you clean our hearts and clean our minds and fill us all with your Spirit, please. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. The law of sowing and reaping. The law of sowing and reaping is a global law, meaning whatever part of the world you live, the law works the same way. You can be in Cambodia, you can be in Russia, you can be in Australia, you can be in America. The law of sowing and reaping works exactly the same way. Agriculturally speaking, if we planted an apple seed, we would not get an orange tree. If we planted a strawberry seed, we would not get a mango tree. All right? This is the law of sowing and reaping. It's not going to change. What you plant is what you're going to get. We would always expect to harvest what we planted. This is the law of sowing and reaping. If I went to Home Depot and in an attempt to plant an apple tree, I would buy apple seeds, and I shouldn't expect anything different. By the way, the law of sowing and reaping applies to every area of our lives. But tonight, I'd like to focus on how this law affects us spiritually. There are three parts to this law that I will share tonight. The first part of this law states, number one, we reap what we sow. We reap what we sow. In other words, what we sow eventually will grow. What we sow eventually will grow. We must realize that all of us are spiritual gardeners. Now, not all of us are physical gardeners, agricultural gardeners. I don't have a green thumb. It's obvious. Okay, it's brown. All right, I can't seem to grow anything, not that I've really ever attempted, but some of us are better than others. But spiritually speaking, we're all gardeners. And by the way, it doesn't matter our skill level. All of the seeds that we plant will grow. Yeah. It doesn't matter. We're spiritual gardeners. Simplified, there are two types of seeds that we plant on a daily basis. And I have them here. We have good seeds that we plant. This is simplified. I'm sure there's okay seeds out there, okay? I didn't have a third jar. And there are bad seeds that we plant. But every day, no matter what type of seeds we're planting seeds nonetheless. Right. We're planting seeds. In a couple different ways we plant seeds. Number one, we plant them with our thoughts. by our thoughts. You know, the thoughts that we have in our minds that nobody else may know, seeds are being planted. When I have lustful thoughts, when I have anger in my mind, when I have bitterness, when I have anguish, when I have a temper, when I have lying, when I have a mindset of pride, I'm planting seeds. I'm planting seeds, and what we sow will grow. What we sow will grow. Turn your Bibles to Philippians chapter number 8, please. Philippians chapter number 8. We're going to look at one verse there. We plant seeds on a daily basis, and we plant them by our thoughts. Philippians chapter number 4, verse number 8. The Bible says, and I'll read for sake of time, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." Praise God that God has given us a verse in the Bible to list some different things that we should think on in order to plant good seeds. I don't know about you, but I don't need any help planting the bad seeds with my thoughts. There's enough of that going on. Every time, good night, every day that I try to wake up and live a perfect life, I think I fall short that first minute of the day, amen, with pride or something. It's a struggle, but praise the Lord that God has given us a list of things that are true, things that are honest, things that are just, things that are pure, things that are of good report, things that I can focus on and muse on and think on that can help me plant good seeds. What we sow will grow. We reap what we sow. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Our mind and our thoughts are very important because it determines our actions. What we think in our heart determines who we are. This afternoon, this evening, if you think yourself as worthless, you're walking around discouraged. If you think of yourself as a nobody, maybe because of something somebody told you wrongfully, and they discouraged you, you feel like a nobody, and it will show in the way that you carry yourself. Your posture may be down a little bit. People may mistake you for being depressed. This evening, if you understand that you're a child of God, that you can do great things through his name, you carry yourself differently, amen? Yes, you carry yourself with a little bit more honor, with a little bit of more posture, and a little bit more upbeatness. Our thoughts transpire into our actions. My question for you this evening is, what thoughts, or what seeds are you sowing with your thoughts? Not only can we plant seeds or sow seeds by our thoughts, we also sow seeds by our words. James chapter number 3, please turn there. James chapter number 3, we're going to read a couple verses here. We can sow seeds, good or bad, by our words. James chapter number 3, verses 4 through 8. The Bible says, "Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter of little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poisons." Not only should we understand that our thoughts are important and powerful, but we must understand that our tongue is powerful. Our tongue is powerful. It is said that there is no other army that shoots them their own soldiers other than the Christian army. We're living in a day and age, and maybe it's always been this way, in which instead of uplifting one another, we criticize. We may not point a gun at someone and shoot them or grab a baseball bat and beat them down, but we're quick to draw our tongue. We're quick. At the dinner table, at the breakfast table, at work, someone comes to mind, and we may start it off by saying, "Let's pray for this person," and then we criticize, and we slander, and we hurt, and we defame, and we don't even know this is true or not, but we're willing to pass on that information that we got from a fourth or fifth person. That is not the way that we should live with our tongues, because when we criticize, and when we defame, and when we hurt, and when we slander, and when we gossip, we're planting seeds. We're planting seeds. And what we sow will grow. What we sow will grow. How are you using your words
this evening, I really hope that we decide to use our words to praise, to encourage, to uplift, to write thank you cards, to send a nice email, to help one another, to tell somebody that they're doing a good job. Hey, Brother Paul did a great job song leading, amen. Let's let him know that. Man, you can get in on the rotation, bless God. That'll be a blessing. Let's encourage one another. It's easy to point out something that's not going right. It really is. I don't want to give any examples, but I get emails a lot about areas that I'm in ministry with, amen. It's easy to point out what's not going right and this and that and the failures of this and that. But let's look at some of the good things that are going on. Come on. Let's do that. Remember who the accuser is in the Bible. That's the devil. He's the accuser. Let's be careful with our words. We can plant seeds not only by our thoughts, not only by our words, but also by our actions. But also by our actions. What you do with your family and how you live your life determines what type of seeds you're planting. Yep. What you do with your family and how you live your own personal life determines what kind of seeds you're planting. And we must understand, let's be careful with what we do, the things that we watch, the things that we listen to. It boggles my mind, good Christian families, the movies that they'll sit around and watch with their families, knowing that they can just fast forward. Understand that you may be able to fast forward, but you have a junior that's sitting next to you that he may not be able to understand when it's his time sitting in front of a TV alone or with an iPod in front of his hand. He may not have the character to fast forward himself, and you may not reap what you sow in your own life, but you'll reap it in your children. Be careful about that. Let's be careful by our actions, the things that we do, the things that maybe we think we get away with. Cheating, stealing, lying. These are actions. We think we get away with it, but little do we know, we're planting seeds. We're planting seeds, and what we sow will grow. Sir Robert Watson Watt. He was the man responsible for inventing the radar gun. He understood that, man, we needed radar guns to keep people from speeding and possibly killing other people. By the way, I'm thankful for that radar gun. I've seen it up close a little bit here, one time. But the funny thing here is not the fact that he had this desire to invent such a great invention. Okay? The funny thing is he got caught speeding by his own invention. And after he got caught speeding by his own invention, he wrote this short little poem. Pity Sir Robert Watson Watt, strange target of his radar plot. And this, with others, I could mention, a victim of his own invention. Remember, we reap what we sow. We reap what we sow. So the first part we see of this law, the law of sowing and reaping, is number one, we reap what we sow. Number two, we reap more than we sow. We reap more than we sow, and this applies to our Christianity. We won't turn there, but this was shown in the life of King Solomon. King Solomon had the opportunity to ask for whatever he wanted from God to rule his kingdom. He could have asked for anything, but you know what he asked for? He asked for wisdom and knowledge so he can lead his kingdom with justice, and he can lead it in a godly way. You know what God gave him? God gave him wisdom. God gave him knowledge. But also, God gave him riches and wealth and honor, such as no king before him or after him. So Solomon had the opportunity to plant some seeds when he had a request before the Lord. And instead of choosing to plant selfish and prideful seeds, he decided to go ahead and pick up this jar right over here and plant some good seeds. And as a result, because of that second part of the law, we reap more than we sow. God gave him what he sowed, but God also gave him more. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. Next, we also see that this was shown in our salvation. Upon getting saved, we gave God our sin-battered life. Amen? Yep. But he gave us his abundant life. Right. He gave us his abundant life. We gave God upon salvation our hopeless life. What did he give us? He gave us hope in heaven. We gave God upon salvation our failures. But what did he give us? He gave us his forgiveness. Praise the Lord that this part of the law can apply to the good seeds that we plant. What you sow, you'll get what you sow, but you can also get more than you sow. But sadly, this also applies to our corruption. Our corruption. Hosea 8:7, I have it written down here. We won't turn there. The first part of this verse says, "For they have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind." Understand this, that sin will take us farther than we want to go, keep us longer than we want to stay, and make us pay far more than we want to pay. This was shown in the life of Achan. Achan was one of Joshua's soldiers. And as they were getting ready to go fight against the city of Ai, Joshua had a very strict command from God. When we go and fight this battle, nothing is to be taken, especially any item that would represent their false religion or their traditions. Nothing is to be taken. This is not a war in which we're going to get personal gain. It's for a very specific purpose. But Ai thought he was bigger than that. He decided to take a Babylonian garment. He saw, he coveted, he took. And as a result of the seeds that he planted and the seeds that he sown, he reaped his whole family being stoned to death. 36 people. Well, you know, it would have been something if it was just him, because then it would just be him reaping what he sowed. But remember, not only do we reap what we sow, we reap more than we sow. We don't get to determine what we reap. You just plant the seeds. I just plant the seeds. But God determines what we reap. Let's be cautious about that. Let's be careful about that. This was not only shown in Achan's life, but this was also shown in David's life. His adultery with Bathsheba resulted in disaster for his family. At a time when kings were supposed to be in battle, he decided to stay back and plant some seeds. And as a result of his sin of adultery with Bathsheba and putting her husband in a position to be murdered and trying to cover it up, he reaped a whirlwind. His daughter Tamar was raped by her half-brother Amnon. His first child with Bathsheba died as a little baby. David's own son Absalom rose up against him to overthrow his kingdom. Can you imagine? It's one thing to have a rebellious child speak against you or talk back, but to have a son try to rise up and steal your army, usurp your authority, and kill you? That's a different story. Remember, we reap what we sow, and we reap more than we sow. Also, both of David's sons died, Amnon and Absalom. Not only does this apply to our Christianity and also our corruption, but this also applies to the good seeds that we sow as well. I want to encourage you, when you go to church, you're planting good seeds. When you're reading your Bible, you're planting good seeds. When you're praying, you're planting good seeds. Keep it up. Keep on planting those seeds, because you'll reap what you sow, and you'll reap more than you sow. When you're giving to the Lord, you're planting good seeds. I think about that song. I won't sing it for you, but thank you for giving to the Lord. That one verse where it talks about in heaven, this man stands before God and this man walks up to him and says, "Hey, you don't know me now, but I remember a time when a missionary went to your church and that offering plate went by and you didn't have much money, but you threw what you had anyways. And as a result of what you sown on that evening and when that offering plate went by, I was saved as a result of that." Praise God for that. I wonder what we're going to reap. I wonder what we're going to reap as a result of the good seeds that we're sowing. And by the way, the seeds that you're sowing with your family, we're living in a day and age where people are using TV and devices to raise their children because they want to live their own life. "I got to watch a ball game. Hey, just put YouTube on. Quick, go. Hey, just watch a movie over there real quick. Hey, just go out with your friends. All right, just come back by 9 o'clock. You got school tomorrow. I got to go out with my friends. I got to go do this." And we forget the purpose of a family. Dads out there, we must understand we're the leaders of the home, and we need to lead in a godly way, and we need to make sure that we're planting good godly seeds, because one day our children will have their own families. And unfortunately, if we're not careful, the seeds that we sow, if we're not careful, the bad seeds that we sow will sprout up and grow in their families, and they're going to reap what we sow. Let's be cautious about that. Let's be careful about that. Please continue to sow good seeds. What are we sowing right now that will reap twofold, threefold, or more? Good crop or bad crop? Think about that. The third and last part of this law is we reap after we sow. So number one, we reap what we sow. Number two, we reap more than we sow. And number three, we reap after we sow. Reaping always comes after. Sometimes days, sometimes weeks, sometimes months, sometimes years. But always after. It would be foolish for me to go to Home Depot, buy a bag of, let's stick with apple seeds. Come home, and before I tear open that bag, expect to look out into my garden and expect crop to be growing. Just doesn't happen. It would be just as foolish for me to expect great things to occur in my life, blessings to occur in my life, the hand of God to be in my life when I'm not planting any good seeds. You got to plant some seeds, and you got to wait for them to grow. Sowing, we reap after we sow. By the way, God is the enforcer of this law, and he remembers every seed that is sown. That could be good, but that's also scary, amen? We remember sometimes the things that we do, but God knows them. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Sometimes bad seeds stay dormant for a time, but they will grow. Sometimes bad seeds stay dormant for a time, but they will grow. How often do you see people that are not living for the Lord? And maybe you have this same thought as I have, and maybe not. And it's not a good thought. Sometimes we'll look and we'll say, wow, look at them. They're sowing their wild oats, and nothing's happening to them. They're not even living for God. I'm tithing. I'm giving to the building. I'm giving to missions. I'm serving in the ministry. And they're out there living the party lifestyle. And you can see it on social media. And look at the way that they're carrying themselves. And they still have their promotions. And they still have their cars. And they still have their big houses. And why? How come I'm not having those blessings? Remember, number one, it shouldn't be our business to worry about what God chooses to do with other people.
That's right.
But we must understand that sometimes bad seeds stay dormant for a time, but they will grow. Numbers 32:23 tells us, and be sure your sin will find you out. And by the way, we forget sometimes, though they may not, and though we may not, if we're living in sin and planting bad seeds on a daily basis, though we may still have our promotion, we may not have a demotion, and we may not be fired, or we may not lose our homes, and we may not have our car repossessed, and we may not have big, tragic problems in our families, we must understand that the greatest tragedy has already occurred, broken fellowship with God. We must place a value on that. The worst thing that can happen to you and the worst thing that can happen to me is not losing a job and not losing a car and not having our engine blown out. The worst thing that can happen to you and I is having broken fellowship with God. And we got to understand that sin always breaks fellowship with God, no matter what sin it is. You can categorize it however you want. Little-sized sin, medium-sized sin, big-sized sin. It doesn't matter what you do. Sin always breaks fellowship with God. Let's understand it. Let's stay away from this jar. We can't help it sometimes because of our flesh. And we can't help it because of our sinful desires. But as much as we can, let's pick this up. Let's plant those good seeds. What kind of seeds are you planting this evening? What kind of seeds are you planting this evening? Sometimes, not only do bad seeds stay dormant for a time, but they will grow. Also, good seeds stay dormant for a time, and they will grow as well. Turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I will be done on time. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we're going to look at one verse there. Verse number 58. 1 Corinthians 15:58. The Bible says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, Galatians 6:9, I'll read that quickly. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Maybe you, like me, sometimes we'll plant seeds in our lives and we don't see the crop. And we don't see the results that we'd like to see, but we're still planting. And we may get a little discouraged, but the Bible reminds us that our work is not in vain. Amen? It's not in vain. And also in Galatians, we're reminded that don't be weary. Don't be discouraged, bus captain. Don't be discouraged, bus worker, Sunday school worker, care group leader. Don't be discouraged. I see, God says, I see you planting those good seeds. But in due season, you're going to reap. Just keep on planting. Just keep on planting. Keep on planting those good seeds. They're going to grow. They're going to grow. It is a shame that sometimes new people will get discouraged when they come to church. And the reason why new people get discouraged when they come to church is they start planting good seeds, but all of a sudden bad crop grows. And the reason why those bad crop grow is because of previous bad seeds that were sown. And by the way, that doesn't mean you're a bad person. You're not heading the right direction. That just means it's the law. It's God's law. So don't be discouraged if you're new this evening and you're coming to church and you're tithing and for the flourish and you're discovering his word and you're in your Bible, you're in prayer, you gave the Christmas gift for Jesus. And by the way, if you didn't, you can still do that forever, amen. You don't keep take your Christmas lights down, but you can give forever. But you're doing all the things that you should, and all of a sudden, you see bad crop growing. And if you're not careful, the devil will join you in a pity party, and he may say, look, you didn't have this happen before you went to church. You had your promotion. You had your nice vehicle. You had your paycheck. You had your fun. You drank your alcohol. You watched your wickedness on TV, and none of this happened. But now you're in church, and you're planting all these good seeds, but look at all the bad seeds that are growing. Don't be discouraged. It's just a part of the law. The good news is when those seeds hurry up and grow, they'll be done away with. They'll be done away with. And as we plant the good seeds, they will continue to grow. Amen? Praise the Lord for that. Number one, we reap what we sow. We reap what we sow. We're all spiritual gardeners. We're either planting good seeds or bad seeds. Number two, we reap more than we sow. Number three, we reap after we sow. The law of sowing and reaping can be quite intimidating because of our sinful nature. However, here are some keys in closing to help us embrace this law and to use it to our advantage. Number one, one of 4 points very quickly. The best remedy for bad seeds or bad past seeds sown is to sow as many good seeds today. Amen. And tomorrow. Though we may not be able to undo the bad crop from growing every once in a while, we can balance that out by growing good crop. Maybe in months past or years past, you planted some bad seeds. I don't know if you can see this here. Brother Paul outside? Oh, he's right there. Good. How you doing, Brother Paul? You got all these bad seeds that you're throwing down on a daily basis. Man, rated R movies, anger, bitterness, unforgiving, stubborn, proud. What a life, huh? What a life. Can't wait for those to grow. And you've done your fair share of throwing down bad seeds. But now you're going to church. And though this is a little unnerving to think about growing in your life, you got this new jar now. And we can't undo those seeds, but we can do this. And we can go to church. And we can be forgiving. And we can be humble. And we can have patience. And we can have long-suffering. And we can have a good testimony. And we can tithe. And we can love our family. And we can have joy. And we can turn off those bad TV shows. We can abstain from all appearances of evil. We can go to church every time the church doors are open. We can help our neighbor and love them as ourselves, as we love ourselves. I'm running out of good things to do, amen. I don't do that many good things. We can give the missions. We can give our Saturdays to prayer meeting and the bus route. We can have family devotions that understand that $10 that can possibly change our family is worth it. And we're planting good seeds. Now, if you look at it, that's not so bad. That's actually pretty good. I've not had a perfect day yet. I don't enjoy having bad news happen in my life, but I tell you what helps me bear it is when I have good things happen too. So I encourage you, please, please, do the best thing and don't dwell on those bad past seeds that you can't do anything about. But today, today, plant some good seeds. Plant some good seeds. So number one, the best remedy for past bad seeds sown is to sow as many good seeds today and tomorrow. Number two, don't sow what you don't want to reap. Don't sow what you don't want to reap. It's quite simple. If you don't want somebody to be angry at you or falsely accuse you, don't sow those seeds. If you want somebody to care for your family and love them and, as you know, your leaders in a church, don't slander them. Don't slander them. There is no way that anybody in our church or our school or our college is going to respect the authority and try their best to follow imperfect authority, by the way, if all you do at home is criticize our pastor and criticize our leaders and point out their flaws, which they already know about. And if that's all you do, guess what? It's going to grow. It's going to grow. Don't sow seeds that you don't want to reap. If I don't want any mangoes in my backyard, I'm not going to touch that mango bag. If I don't want any apples in my backyard, I'm not going to touch that apple bag. Don't sow what you don't want to reap. I don't like being gossiped about. Well, guess what? Don't sow it. Don't sow it. I don't like being lied to. Well, guess what? Don't sow it. Don't sow it. I don't like it when people forget about me and they neglect me and they don't care about me. Well, find about 50 people that you can love and you can care about and you can think about and you can give to. Don't sow what you don't want to reap. Number one, the best remedy for past bad seeds sown is to sow as many good seeds today. Number two, don't sow what you don't want to reap. Number three, sow what you do want to reap. Sow what you do want to reap. My wife just had a baby, and we've appreciated many people coming by, dropping off money, dropping off food. You say, which one do you like better? Both. Amen. And man, they just cared for us. I like that. You know what I need to do if I like stuff like that? Keep on sowing it. Find a family that I can be a blessing to. Make a meal for another family. Do something so I can continue to sow good seeds. Sow what you do want to reap. I want my children to live for God. I want them to be consistent. I want them to be honorable. I want them to be faithful to church. Well, guess what I got to do? I got to grab this jar right here. And I got to sow faithfulness to church. I got to sow honor. I got to sow consistency. I got to sow those things. By the way, don't get mad at the things that are growing in your life. You planted them there. I planted them there. Let's sow what we want to reap. And finally, in closing, sometimes because of God's sovereignty and grace, he chooses not to allow some seeds to grow. Sometimes because of God's sovereignty and grace, he chooses not to allow some seeds to grow. And by the way, this applies to agriculturally. Not everything that we plant will grow. Spiritually speaking, we don't have a say in it. I can't go to Vegas and sow my wild oats and say, you know what, Lord, I went down to the altar. I got it right with God. Oh, well, I can just move along now. No, 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 no. I don't get to determine that. God does. God does. It wouldn't hurt to get a hold of God, amen, when we sow some bad seeds. You never know what his grace is going to do. You never know. But sometimes, because of God's sovereignty and grace, he chooses not to allow some seeds to grow. He said, Brother Charlie, there's some really bad seeds that I've grown in my lifetime. And I haven't seen them sprout up yet. I want to encourage you. The best thing you can do is get a hold of the one that enforces this law. That's God. And instead of being discouraged over it, pick up a good jar of good seeds and have a better future. Yes, sir. Have a better future. What the devil wants you to do is give up on your life. He probably reminded a couple of you tonight, yes, the devil comes to church, about some major things that you have done. He says, wait till people find out about you. Sunday school teacher, bus worker. You can't be used. But God says, I already know what seeds you've sown. Yeah. Change it. Change it. Brother Myers.